Prosecutors, probation officers, domestic violence specialists, and police are working together to identify especially volatile domestic disputes and take preemptive steps to prevent a death or serious injury. These so-called high-risk assessment teams have been working in the cities of Chicopee and Holyoke for the last few months. Karen Cavanaugh, executive director of Women's Shelter Companeras, the Holyoke-based domestic violence agency, believes the effort will save lives.
The research does indicate that if a victim is involved with an organization like Women's Shelter, the chances of her becoming a fatality decrease dramatically.
Cavanaugh said a focus on the abuser is long overdue.
It is so important that law enforcement, that people are finally holding the batterer accountable. It's always been about, well, why isn't she leaving? Well, what is she doing? Well, this team is got eyes on the abuser, which is where it should be.
The intervention teams follow up on restraining orders that are issued through the district courts in Chicopee and Holyoke. Carmen Nieves, who is in charge of community education for Women's Shelter Companeras, said when a high-risk case is identified, prosecutors might seek a dangerousness hearing to keep an abuser locked up without bail, and counselors will step in and help the family.
And getting the community to talk, I think it's very disheartening when the homicide occurs, and people say, well, you know, he did say that he was depressed. Well, that's a warning sign. You know, he did have issues drinking and had a bad temper, that's a warning sign. And she did have to get 4 or 5 restraining orders that he violated, that's a warning sign. So I think it's important that all those dots are connected before there's a fatality.
Chicopee Mayor Michael Bissonette praises the high-risk assessment team approach.
Which means that in the long run, hopefully we can devote less police resources towards prosecuting these types of crimes, because we'll have been effective in preventing them from happening in the first place. We want to stop people from abusing.
Chicopee police began scrutinizing court-issued restraining orders in the aftermath of a deadly case of domestic violence last spring. A man who had months before held his girlfriend hostage at gunpoint returned and did it again. A resulting shootout with police terrorized an entire neighborhood. A Massachusetts state trooper was wounded. The gunman died.
It seems to be working as part of the high-risk assessment, and we're very proud of it, and we hope it saves some lives in the future.
Mayor Bissonette awarded Women's Shelter Companeras a $15,000 grant from the city's Federal Community Development Block Grant allocation. That money will be used to pay for shelter operations. The work of the high-risk assessment teams is paid for with a grant from the Hampden County District Attorney's Office. Women's Shelter Companeras provides emergency shelter to roughly 1,000 people a year on an annual budget of $1 million. Reporting from Chicopee, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.